Hello all, and welcome to episode number 4 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie. I'm a content writer here at Zach's. And as a reminder, Tech Talk Tuesday is the show dedicated to the hardware and software that is powering the world's largest technology companies. Today, I'm actually joined by my first guest on the show, Parth Panchal. He's a member of our content team here at Zach's. And we're going to be talking about the highly anticipated launch of Samsung's latest addition to its flagship line of mobile phones. This is the Samsung Galaxy S8. Parth, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Can you give us just a brief rundown of the basics here? When's the launch date? What kind of price point are we talking? And what are the big new features?
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Ryan. I'm glad to be here. So to jump straight into things, the Galaxy S8 and the S8 Plus are up for pre-orders right now. And the phones are launching in the US on April 21st. So that means we're just a little over a week away from the debut. As it goes for pricing, so technically Samsung leaves exact pricing up to the carriers, but it looks like most pre-orders for the device are about $720 for the 64GB S8 and $850 for the S8 Plus.
And we should mention there, specifying that it was 64GB, but there's actually no smaller option than that this time, which is one of the first new things. You're getting a lot of memory in every device.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's kind of strange, but it makes sense. So it's only 64GB moving forward. There's no 32 option anymore.
Cool.
Yeah. So also, there are a handful of notable new features, but I think one that's going to really get a lot of attention, and Ryan, I think you can elaborate on this a little more, is Samsung's new voice-controlled helper, Bixby.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about Bixby because it joins the growing list of named, I'm going to do air quotes, helpers in the tech world. Obviously, we've had Siri for Apple for some time now. Alexa in the Amazon Echo and Amazon's other devices. Cortana is, I think, what Microsoft's is called, which is a play on a Halo game. and then we have the new Google Assistant in the Pixel phones and Google's new round of hardware devices. That one doesn't have as cool of a name. but yeah, so Bixby.
Yeah, so Bixby looks pretty cool so far. It's like, it's your classic talk to the phone and get help / interact with the device kind of feature. You know, one thing that's really cool that I like about it is Bixby's use of its camera. So for example, you could point the camera as if you were taking a photo of your watch, and Bixby can instantly recognize that it's a watch and will take you straight to Amazon to shop for new watches.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome, actually. You know, those other things that I mentioned are classic, you know, talk to it and it responds. It will Google things for you or whatnot. But that cool new photo, camera usage feature
seems really futuristic.
Seems really cool. Yeah. Even if it doesn't get used that often, that's a fun thing to have.
Exactly.
So before we get into this too much more, just some basic specs. The Galaxy S8 display is 5.8 inches. The S8 Plus's display is 6.2 inches. Just for reference, this makes it a bit bigger than the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, which come in at 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches, respectively.
So a little more on the specs. So the Galaxy S8, it outmatches the iPhone from a camera perspective. So both of them on the outer camera, they're both 12 megapixels, but the S8's front facing camera is a little better as it's 8 megapixels, while the iPhone 7 is just 7 megapixels.
Yeah, awesome. So that could be coming in handy for our Snapchatters out there.
Yes, sir.
This brings us kind of to the greater point, though, that from all accounts, the Galaxy S8 is an absolutely gorgeous phone to look at, hold, and use. Basically, all of the early reviews for the device note its sleek, professional, and modern feel. One of the other cool new features I saw is there's a fingerprint sensor for unlocking the phone on the back of it. The home button is now inside the screen, so it's not a physical home button, adding to kind of the sleek, flat, seamless, edge-to-edge design of the overall device. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, with the S number phones, this flagship Samsung line, they're always putting one of the top of the line phones on the market out there,
right?
And it seems like they've really hit the nail on the head with that again.
Definitely, yeah. So you're talking about the fingerprint scanner. on the back of the phone, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of weird. You want to watch out for this because the fingerprint scanner on the back of the phone is right next to the camera on the back of the phone as well. So when you're putting your finger behind there, you just want to keep a lookout on not touching the camera accidentally because it can easily you know, smudge the camera. You have to clean it every time you use it.
Possibly a questionable design choice there. Heads up for people pre-ordering the SA. You don't want to get your camera dirty.
Definitely. So digging in a little more. So Samsung has put some more thought actually into the durability and longevity of the phone as well. For example, so while the battery won't last as long day-to-day as it did on the S7 and the S8, it will age better. So apparently tests have shown a 5% loss in capacity after a year of use in this battery, well, which completely blows the 7S's 20% loss in capacity out the water.
Yeah, that's something I think people pick up on a lot as a Galaxy user myself. You do notice battery capacity after a while. So again, not so much a day-to-day thing there, but a longevity thing. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think a bigger, more modern phone with new features both inside and outside of the phone. So this is sure to be a big product for Samsung. As I've already mentioned, it's their flagship device. They're always looking for a home run. But this is a company that desperately needs things to go right now. If you'll recall, the acting chief of Samsung Group is currently on trial in South Korea for his role in a massive corruption scandal, which is definitely not the type of thing that plays well from a PR perspective.
Yeah, Ryan, this PR headache comes just months after the full-blown PR nightmare that was the exploding Note 7 incident. Can you believe it? Completely just combusting in people's pockets. So for those who don't remember, a Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 was discontinued after it was found to basically spontaneously combust, as I just said. And after a travel ban, an initial recall, and a second recall, the device is, well, finally dead.
Yeah. So that was an interesting story, I think, because I think that the worst part about it, too, product recalls on a large scale like that are never going to be good things for such a large company. I think the worst thing about that was, as you mentioned, the initial recall, the second recall, there was kind of a moment where Samsung said, if you do this, you should be good. Mm-hmm. But then that wasn't necessarily the case. I mean, you literally couldn't go on to a plane in the United States with one of these devices. This is a big deal. I think headlines will call it the exploding phone incident. It was more, from my understanding, a slow burn, but these phones were lighting on fire, which was not good. And that's not just a PR nightmare either. As you noted, that the phone is discontinued.
Right.
Some analysts have said that the recall could put up to a $9.5 billion dent in sales and erase nearly $5 billion in profits in the long term. Mm-hmm. So not good from an economic perspective either.
No, but on a bullish note, so Samsung performed pretty well last quarter. And Samsung's most recent quarter, like I said, last quarter, the company reported $8.76 billion in operating profit. But the main driver was their chip business, not their consumer electronics business. But it could rebound with this new phone coming out.
Yeah, so I think that's what we're looking for here is if the Galaxy S8 performs like the best phone on the market that it looks to be right out of the box on launch, I would say people are going to forget about these PR headaches relatively quickly and we'll be talking about Samsung in a favorable industry-leading light.
Definitely.
Yet again, one thing I did want to quickly, briefly mention, on a more humorous take, is we will note that Samsung decided to keep the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack.
Thank goodness.
There was a rumor, I would say, at the turn of the year earlier, but prior to the official announcement of the Galaxy S8, that inspired by Apple's choice with the iPhone 7, that Samsung was going to do away with the headphone jack as well. That turned out to be fake news.
I'm happy that they kept the headphone jack in case I ever decide to buy this phone.
Who would ever imagine that a headphone jack is now a competitive advantage for a phone maker? Maybe that could be a turning point. I mean, to date, iPhone 7 sales have certainly been relatively solid. Apple had a pretty good quarter last quarter, especially as far as rebounding after some slumping quarters of iPhone sales. But the headphone jack decision was one of many in that rollout that was quickly criticized. I think when we're looking at the Galaxy S8, we're seeing a lot less pre-launch criticism. It's getting received a lot better than the iPhone 7 did, which is probably a good sign.
Yeah, so what I've seen is that with this S8 release, a lot of information has been leaked prior to the official release of the phone.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think that's on purpose since, you know, the S7 Note was exploding. They wanted to give Samsung users a peace of mind saying, this is what you're going to get. Expect this. It's going to be great.
Stay woke. Some intentional leaking, maybe. a little way to combat the PR disaster that was the exploding phone. Yeah, I agree. It seemed like we knew a lot about it before it was officially announced. That does kind of tend to happen in the tech world. I just read something yesterday about what we already know about the S9 before this launch. We've been talking for months already about what the iPhone 8 might have. So I think people just really like to get in the rumor mill with these types of things.
I mean, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, I think that just about does it for us this week. As a reminder, if we missed anything or if you would like us to cover something else on the next episode of Tech Talk Tuesday, feel free to shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. We have plenty of other exclusive audio content on the site that you can check out at zacks.com/podcast. Parth, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
And thank you for listening. We will see you next time.